This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Welcome again to Between the Keys. I'm so happy you're here with me this week. I've decided to devote the episode this week to the genre of the piano quintet. We haven't had chamber music in quite a while. You know, there's such a wealth of great works to explore in this genre, some which may be familiar to you, but there will be some other pieces that perhaps you might not have heard before. The more that I get to know the music of Nikolai Metner, the more that I feel drawn into his really careful craftsmanship and the incredible integrity and the sincerity behind how he expresses himself. Metner considered his piano quintet to be the summation of his life's work, or some words to that effect. We're going to begin the program with the piano quintet's first movement, featuring pianist Boris Berezovsky and the Pro Art Quartet, music of Metner. Thank you. That was the opening movement of the Piano Quintet by Nikolai Metner. We heard Boris Berezovsky at the piano with the Pro Art Quartet. Like many composers of his generation, Ernst Toch responded to the rise of the Nazi Party by leaving Europe and eventually settling in the United States. Toch wound up in California, where he taught, where he composed film scores, and in 1941 he recorded his own piano quintet, playing the piano part, along with a string quartet led by one of the leading film studio violinists of that era, Louis Kaufman. So here is what Ernst Toch calls the whimsical part of his piano quintet in a 1941 recording. Thank you. Just heard a movement from Ernst Toch's Piano Quintet that comes from a 1941 recording with the Kaufmann Quartet and the composer at the piano. Of course, there have been some more recent recordings of that piece, but I thought it would be interesting to hear the composer himself at the keyboard. The composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco was another European exile who settled in Hollywood. He composed his second piano quintet in Beverly Hills in 1951, I believe. And this work is subtitled Memories of the Tuscan Countryside. And I wonder if the music's sense of lyricism and repose represents a kind of nostalgia for the composer's native Italy. Here is the third movement from Castelnuovo Tedesco's second piano quintet. We will hear the Aron Quartet, and the pianist is Massimo Giuseppe Bianchi.
Thank you.
The third movement from Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco's Piano Quintet No. 2. We heard the Aaron Quartet, and at the piano, Massimo Giuseppe Bianchi, who also happens to be my Italian duo piano partner. Franz Schubert's Quintet for Piano, Violin, Viola, Cello, and String Bass is probably this composer's most popular chamber work, and its fourth movement is a set of variations on Schubert's famous song Die Forelle, which means the trout. That's why this quintet is often referred to as the Trout Quintet. And in this recording I'm going to play for you with the Pro Art Quartet, I want you to listen to how effortlessly pianist Arthur Schnabel not only shapes his part, but also how he executes it. It's just wonderful, wonderful music making. Music of Schubert, the Pro Art Quartet, Arthur Schnabel.
Thank you.
Music of Schubert, the variation movement from his famous Trout Quintet. We heard members of the Pro Art Quartet and pianist Arthur Schnabel, recorded in 1935, and we heard it in a transfer by Andrew Rose for Pristine Classical. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and on this episode of Between the Keys, we are exploring the piano quintet genre. Let's continue with the craggy and intense opening movement from Ernest Bloch's first piano quintet with the Goldner String Quartet and pianist Pierce Lane. Thank you. The Goldner String Quartet with pianist Piers Lane performing the opening movement from Ernest Bloch's Piano Quintet No. 1. Although Béla Bartók's Piano Quintet is a relatively early work of this composer, you already can sense his strong personality and original voice. Here's the Scherzando movement in a performance by the Kodály String Quartet with pianist Jenő Jandó. Music of Bartók. Thank you. The Scherzando from Béla Bartók's Piano Quintet, a 1904 composition. We heard the Kodály Quartet, and the piano soloist was Jenő Jandó. I doubt that there is a more joyous and uplifting finale to a piano quintet than the one that Antonín Dvořák provided for his great A major quintet, which we will hear now in a live performance with pianist Sviatoslav Richter and the Borodin Quartet. Thank you. recorded live in Kiev, pianist Sviatoslav Richter and the Borodin Quartet performing the finale from Antonín Dvořák's Piano Quintet in A Major, Opus 81. And that about does it for this edition of Between the Keys, an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. This is Jed Disler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network, and I hope that you will be able to join me next week at this time. I certainly look forward to it. So until then, stay well. Thank you.